This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A 49-page federal criminal indictment unsealed Friday charges former U.S. President Donald Trump with serious crimes. VOA's Steve Herman tells us Trump faces, among other charges, 31 counts of violating the Espionage Act for keeping classified documents, including those related to nuclear weapons and military attack plans.
Trump is also charged with trying to obstruct the federal investigation into his retention of the files. Special counsel Jack Smith says the indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in Florida.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
Smith made it clear Trump's status as a former president and a current candidate for the presidency does not give him any special privilege.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
This is the first time in American history a former president is facing federal criminal charges. If convicted on any of the Espionage Act charges, Trump, who is 76, could face the remainder of his life in prison. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
During a news conference, Special Counsel Jack Smith, whose office is prosecuting the case, said the men and women of the U.S. intelligence community and armed forces dedicate their lives to protecting the nation and its people.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced. Violations of those laws put our country at risk.
The indictment alleges Trump, on two occasions, showed classified documents to people who didn't have security clearances. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukrainian troops have started their long-expected counteroffensive. This is VOA News. The White House announced Friday that Iran is providing Russia with materials to build a drone manufacturing plant east of Moscow as the Kremlin looks to lock in a steady supply of weaponry for its ongoing invasion of Ukraine, according to a U.S. intelligence finding. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said U.S. intelligence officials believe a plant in Russia's Alabuga Special Economic Zone could be operational early next year. The White House also released satellite imagery taken in April of the industrial location several hundred miles east of Moscow, where it believes the plant will probably be built. The United Nations says attackers killed one UN peacekeeper and seriously injured eight others in Mali's northern Timbuktu region, in an area where extremists continue to operate. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
By the week's end,
the peacekeepers were part of a security patrol that was targeted Friday, first by an improvised explosive device and then by direct fire 7 kilometers from the town of Bir. That's according to UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric. He said the United Nations joins the head of the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali in strongly condemning the attack. Mali has been ruled by a military junta since a 2020 coup against an elected president and has faced destabilizing attacks by armed extremists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group since 2013. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A thick haze covers cities in the northeastern United States, smoke from wildfires in Canada. VOA's Carolyn Persuti explains what's different and describes the strange look of the New York City skyline.
By the week's end, New York City's air ranked as the worst in the world. Records were also set in other major metro areas, including Washington. Smoke from the wildfires, more than 400 of them, is causing a concentration of dangerous particles in the air, something Americans are not used to, at least not on the East Coast.
I've lived in New York now 35 years and I've never known anything like this.
The United States is sending firefighters to assist Canada, and the air is expected to improve over the weekend. But for now,
well, it looks like apocalyptic.
Carolyn Persuti, VOA News, Washington.
Former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson shocked Britain on Friday by quitting as a lawmaker after being told he will be sanctioned for misleading Parliament. He departed with a ferocious tirade at his political opponents that could blast open tensions within the governing Conservative Party. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.